And now we go back to 1943 for some adventure with the Lone Ranger and Tonto, and tonight going up against Frenchy Lantree and into disguise, as the Lone Ranger occasionally did. We'll see how it plays out. You'll also notice that, you know that term of affection, Kemosabe? Well, you know it went both ways, because tonight you're going to hear the Lone Ranger refer to Tonto as Kemosabe also. It's the Cottonwood Jail delivery, and it comes to us from the Lone Ranger's adventures from August 2nd, 1943.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! Hail, Silver! Away!
It was just past the noon hour in Cottonwood Bend. From several directions, a dozen horsemen rode into town and dismounted at the hitch rail between the Two Star Cafe and the Drover's Bank. Farther down the dusty street, Tonto and Dan Reed came out of the general store and walked slowly down the crude plank sidewalk to where their horses were tied.
Golly, Tonto, but we've got enough provisions here to last a month.
A Lone Ranger maybe plan long trip. Maybe need much food.
Did he say where we were going?
Well, me think we ride south to border country.
Oh, boy, that trip will be great. Hey, maybe we'll even...
Dan, look. Fellas go into bank.
Yeah. I noticed when they rode up the hitch rail. They acted as though they didn't know each other.
That not true. Look, one man stand at hitch rail, him holding all horses.
Yeah, but why would he do that?
Maybe so fellas make plenty fast getaway.
Say... You don't think they're going to hold up the bank, do you?
You run across street, Dan. Tell Sheriff come plenty fast.
Sure. Here, hold the sack of groceries for me.
He got them. And you go plenty fast.
Oh, Sheriff, you better come quick. There's a bunch of suspicious-looking men just went into the Drover's Bank.
What are you talking about, youngster?
Come on. Tonto thinks they're planning to rob the bank.
Say, what in thunderation? Who in blazes is Tonto?
You better come over fast, just in case.
Now, look, sonny. There ain't no bank robbers around this town, and furthermore, if there were... Well, great job of Jupiter.
Tonto was right. They are cleaning out the bank. I can see them from here. They're coming out of the bank and running toward their horses.
The thieving varmints are getting away. Look out. I'll stop them.
Gun.
You going on too?
Sure, you come with us, Injun.
Every man here is sworn right now for posse duty.
Sure,
come quick.
They shot old Mr. Donnelly and cleaned every cent out of the vault.
Get Donnelly over to Doc Sanders' place. We gotta hit that trail.
Yeah, and mark my words, when we catch that bunch, we'll catch Frenchy Lankford.
Damn. Me ride with posse. You take Victor and ride past to camp and tell Lone Ranger.
I sure will, Tonto.
Come on, let's get going.
Here's where the trail forks. We'd better split up.
No. Them outlaws are sure to ride north. And we need every man when we catch up with them. Come on.
Tonto and I saw them ride into town. But they came from several different directions. And some of them went into the bank. And Tonto saw one man untie all the horses at the hitch rail and hold them there.
Oh, Silver. Steady, big fella. Glad Tonto went along with that posse. He might learn something.
Mr. Donnelly at the bank was shot during the holdup. Golly, I was talking to him just a few minutes before it happened.
Peter Donnelly never injured a soul in his life. Steady, big fella. There's absolutely no reason for them to shoot him. It's too bad the sheriff didn't act a little faster when you told him that Tonto was suspicious of those men.
I guess he didn't believe me at first. But when all the shooting started, he ran out into the street and got all excited. He emptied his gun after the robbers.
Oh, I never hit one of them. There. Well, I'm ready to ride, Dan.
Hey, that's Tonto. Look at him come.
Evidently, the posse didn't stay on that trail very long. Either that or Tonto found out something and then...
Maybe they lost the trail.
Kimasabe, you come.
We're all ready, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Get up, Victor.
What happened?
Men in town say outlaw, him Frenchy Lantry. Sheriff, not sure.
I've heard Lantry and his gang were in these parts.
Him have many riders.
Has the posse given up the chase already?
Them follow trail to where road fork. Then outlaw split, go away on different trails.
That's their usual trick. It leaves a dozen different trails for a posse to follow. The time they cover them all, the outlaws get away.
Them smart like fox.
Yes, they'll hide out separately in the hills and meet later to divide the loot.
Them got plenty cash, too. Clean out bank.
Several of the ranches around here have just finished shipping their spring beef. They must have made quite a haul.
Gee, I bet those ranchers will suffer.
I imagine the bank was insured against holdup. Tonto, we're going back to where those trails split up. And if we catch just one of those men, we'll have a chance to get the whole bunch.
Get him up.
Get up.
Come
Victor.
On, Silver. Come on.
Frenchy finds out you and me got together so soon, he's going to be sore.
Yeah? Well, let him get sore. Every time we pull a job someplace, he wants us to go play groundhog for a while. Me, I'm getting sick of hiding out here while he counts the dough. Well,
there's big money for the man that rides with Frenchy Lantry.
Sure, if you get it. And what good's money anyway when you're laying out here in the brush, huh? Answer me that.
Yeah, quit your beefing, Shorty. There'll be plenty good use for a bankroll once we get across the border.
I ain't so sure, Dutch. Something tells me Frenchy ain't exactly on the level with us.
Hey, you better be careful talking like that. He ain't never cheated none of us yet.
How do you know? Don't he always handle the money?
Well, yeah, sure.
And from the size of them two sacks he toted out of that bank today, I'll bet you he got plenty.
Well, sure he did, and we'll get plenty. You wait and see.
Maybe. Only I sure hate to wait so long before collecting my share.
Hey, what was that? Thought I heard something back there in the brush.
Nah, you're getting jittery, I reckon.
Yeah? Well, maybe and maybe not.
You know, for 2 cents, I'd go hunt up Frenchy right now and get my share.
You don't have to wait at all, Shorty. I've brung you your share, both of
them. Hey, Frenchy, what are you doing back there? Hey, put out that gun!
So you buzzards been worrying about the boss, huh? Well, your worries are all over now, amigos.
Wait, Frenchy, let me explain. No, don't!
A few hours after daylight, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan Reed came riding through the hills single file. In the lead was the stalwart Indian, his piercing black eyes reading every sign along the trail they were following. Silver, the great white stallion, was impatient.
Steady, Silver, easy. You'll have a chance to run later.
You look. Two trails come together here.
Yes, evidently a couple of Lantry's men met.
Ah, good stream close by. Maybe they make camp near here.
Look ahead, Tonto, up on that ridge.
Oh, two horses staked out there.
Whoa, Silver, easy, big man. Better go ahead on foot and scout that place. Might be the camp we're looking for.
Golly, there might be more than two of them.
Me go. Find out plenty fast.
Now, Dan, if we do run into trouble, I want you to stay well back out of the line of fire.
Oh, gosh. I'll be glad when I'm old enough to carry a gun like you and Tonto.
There's plenty of time for that. Many more important things for you to learn first.
Kimasabi, you come quick.
Come on, Tonto's found something.
Outlaws, both here. And them stay here.
Both dead. Their guns in their holsters.
Yeah, but how could they shoot each
other? They didn't shoot each other, Dan. These must be two of Lantry's men, the two we've been trailing. They were shot from ambush. The thing I want to know is, who shot them?
Here, plenty sign where man crawled through brush.
Maybe someone in the gang didn't like the idea of dividing the loot with these two.
And here, more sign here. Show where horse go north, not long ago.
Mount your horse, Kimasabi. We're going to follow that trail as fast as we can.
Get up,
come on, sir.
Get up, scout. More trails come together here. Four, maybe five horse.
Looks like Lantry's bunch might be gathering somewhere ahead.
Them head straight for canyon.
Golly, maybe they're getting ready for another raid.
Either that or they're meeting to divide the loot.
Here, more horses on trail now.
Some of those tracks aren't more than a couple of hours old.
Plenty big bunch of riders someplace ahead.
I don't like the looks of this country, Tonto, but we've got to follow their trail.
Maybe we find hideout near canyon.
Perfect place for a hideaway. There are a dozen ways in and out of that canyon. Dan, maybe you'd better not come any farther with us. There's too much chance of you being hurt.
Ambush.
Quick, get behind those rocks. Come on, Silver.
Oh,
easy, big man. Can you see them, Tonto?
We think them shoot from ridge. Up there.
We'll need our rifles here. Dan, get down. Out of sight. How many of them, Tonto?
We think maybe two, maybe three.
They're covering a retreat for the rest of the gang. Tonto, we've got to get those men. If we don't get those snipers, the rest of the bunch will get away. Tonto, train your rifle up on those rocks. See if you can keep them under cover for a few minutes.
What you do?
I'm going to try to slip around behind those men and take them by surprise. Now keep firing.
Me keep them plenty busy. And them stay out of sight.
Be careful, sir. If they see you out there, you won't have a chance.
Don't worry, Dan, I will.
Them hide now, not take any chances.
Good. Here I go and keep up that fire.
Golly, Tonto. Don't let them look out long enough to spot him crawling over there.
Tonto, keep outlaw plenty busy now. Them not have chance to see Lone Ranger.
Is he almost there?
Me see him. Now him crawl around. Get back of him. Now him run plenty fast.
Hey, listen. Horses coming. Lots of horses. Maybe it's the sheriff's posse.
No, Dan. Them horses go away, not posse. That outlaw bunch getting away.
Are you sure?
Me see him. Riding fast down through canyon.
Gosh. You'd think they'd come back to help out their pals here.
No, that not way of outlaw. Him quick to double cross men. Him think only to save own skin.
I've got you both covered. Make one move and I'll shoot. Otto, come on, bring the horses.
And me run, help Lone Ranger. You bring horses down.
Sure.
All right, stop whimpering. You're not hurt. I could have killed you both.
You snuck up on us.
Was Lantry with that bunch that just rode out of the canyon?
I ain't telling you nothing, masked man.
Oh, yes, you'll talk. How many men in Lantry's gang?
You're wasting your breath, mister. We ain't saying nothing, see?
Maybe that's your opinion now, but you'll talk before Tonto gets through with you.
Yeah? Who's this Tonto gent?
Kimasabi, you all right?
Yes. Get their guns, Tonto, and help me to tie them up.
Me get them.
Hey, that armor's an Injun.
And then, Tonto, we'll see if you can make these men tell what they know.
Now, hold on there, masked man. You ain't going to let their redskin
press. I never interfere with Tonto's methods.
Me know how make them talk, and plenty good.
No, wait. You can't let him pull none of those Injun torches on us.
I don't care what he does. Understand? All I'm interested in is plenty of information. And I don't care how we get it.
Thank you.
curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. True to the cutthroat creed of the outlaw pack, Frenchy Lantry and his men rode away and deserted the two sentries captured by the Lone Ranger. Making good their escape, the daring raiders immediately began to add new crimes to an old list.
Cry for help and hurry. That Lantry bunch raiding the herd.
Hey, what the...
All right, mister, hand over that payroll and be quick about it.
Lantry, no, I won't do it. I just...
Ain't got time to argue, friend. All right, you Jaspers, hurry up and clean out that safe.
Here, we can put it all in this sack.
All right, let's go. Shoot anybody gets in your way. Come on, man. Listen, what we done so far ain't nothing. But our next job is going to be a big one and our last for quite a spell. You see, I've been told that the United States Marshal's heading up this way from Clearwater. Yeah. Only when he gets here, we'll all be across the border taking it easy.
What about this next job, Frenchy?
Yeah. What's it going to be?
We're going to knock off the Wells Fargo Express office tomorrow night.
Maybe that's getting a little too ambitious.
Shut up. I know what I'm doing. There'll be $40,000 in that office tomorrow night. The insurance money on that bank robbery. I reckon this will be the first time in history a bunch of hombres robbed a bank and then went back to collect the insurance.
I sure got to hand it to you, Chief. You don't miss a bet at all.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you Jaspers, clear out of here. I want to talk to Digger alone. But, Digger, looks like we're all set.
I sure don't like the idea of double-crossing the boys, Frenchy. It ain't right.
Listen, you ain't getting squeamish now, are you?
No, I was just thinking...
Well, let me do the thinking, for both of us. Pays off better that way.
Far across the broad expanse of the Bitterroot Valley, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan Reed were talking with an old friend, Blaine McAllister.
There isn't another man in the valley I'd rather have for this job, Mr. McAllister.
Well, you can sure count on my help. I gave up fighting the Lantry gang a long time ago, but if you're going to pitch in, then by ginger, so am I.
I'm mighty glad to know that, sir.
There's been some talk of the United States Marshal coming up from Clearwater, but... I calculate that's all it is, just talk.
I've been hoping you'd show up ever since the day I sent Tonto into town with two prisoners from the Lantry gang.
Was you able to learn anything from them critters?
Plenty. I don't think you'll be bothered with Frenchy Lantry much longer. In fact, if my plans work out, you'll see something of a wholesale jail delivery.
Jail delivery?
Your job is mighty important. If any of the gang gets suspicious, our whole plan will fail.
Don't worry none about me. I'll do my part.
Good. Well, Dan, how would you like to join Tonto and me on a real treasure hunt?
Treasure hunt? You mean we're...
Would you like to come along and watch us dig a fortune out of the ground?
Oh, golly.
You mean to say you know where them outlaws got their swag hid?
You'd better ask Tonto.
Well, Lone Ranger, tell Tonto. You scout canyon. Find hideout. Watch Lantry feller. Tonto follow outlaw chief. See where him bury money and ground.
You don't say. So that's what you've been wanting a pack horse for, huh? Must be you figure there's a pile of booty there. Doggone, it sure takes an engine for scouting, don't it?
I doubt if there's another man in the West could have done the job as well as Tonto. Here, Silver. We'll be going now, but I'll meet you tomorrow, Mr. McAllister.
Good luck to you.
Steady, big man. Adios.
Adios, amigos.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
We'll leave the horses here with you, Dan. Keep your eyes open and remember that signal. Steady.
I sure will. You can count on me, sir.
Me get shovels here. Yeah. There. That place we dig. Over by a big tree.
Lantry certainly knows how to conceal his loot.
You'll not be sorry we borrow a pack horse. Pretty soon you see plenty money come out of ground.
So much money before.
I hate to think how much suffering and hardship the theft of this money has caused.
Outlaw him never get good for money.
Trouble is, they never realize it, Kemosabe, until it's too late.
You listen. That signal from Dan.
Yes. Throw that shovel back in the brush and get out of sight, Tonto.
Me be ready. Tonto watch. Plenty good, too.
There. Just about got this place cleaned out. I bet whoever belongs to this money will be surprised, all right.
Better take that hole a little deeper, hombre, so it'll make a good grave for
you. What? Who the...
Thanks a heap for digging that up for me, masked man. Saved me considerable work. Now suppose you tell me how you found out about this hiding place. And who you are and what that mask for. You better talk and talk fast.
I guess you're Frenchy Lantry, huh?
Yeah, what if I am?
You have quite a reputation for being fast with a six-gun. And since you have me covered, you won't mind if I show you something?
Yeah. What you think you're going to show me, hombre?
Why, only that you're not very fast. Look!
Hey, where did you get that?
I've been looking forward to meeting you, Lantry. All right, Tonto, bring up the horses. Come on, Dan.
It's a trap. You had it fixed with one of them to shoot me.
It was a trap, all right. But they didn't shoot you. No one shot you. I just shot the gun out of your hand. And right now, you're going to need both hands, Lantry, loading this loot on a pack horse. Come on, get busy.
The next morning at the Lone Ranger's camp, Tonto worked busily with a strange preparation of native roots and herbs, disguising the features of the Lone Ranger.
You certainly are taking a long time, Tonto.
Me make Lone Ranger look plenty bad. Look like outlaw chief.
I can almost feel that knife scar on my cheek. So it must look very effective.
Is it? Boy, you look more like Frenchy Lantry than he does himself.
Well, I can't say I'm flattered, Dan. At least it's a compliment for Tonto.
Only all finished.
Good. Well, these clothes of Lantry's fit well, too. Now to face Lantry himself for the acid test.
When I get my gang together, I'm going to ride in...
Oh, don't worry, Lantry. I'll take care of getting your gang together for you. They'll meet behind bars.
Yeah, maybe that's the way you figure, but... Hey... How did I...
Do I look all right, Frenchy?
Of course I look all right.
Thanks. That's what I wanted to know.
Hey, wait a minute. How could you be me? Come back here a minute.
Well, I'm going now, Tonto. You know what to do. Dan can lead the pack horse into town, and you can take care of Lantry when the time comes. Here, Silver. Here, boy. Sorry, big fella. Have to leave you here right now. See you later in town. All right. Go on back, boy. Going to ride another horse this time.
You be plenty careful, Kemosabe.
Golly, yeah. There's no telling what might happen. You look like Frenchy Lantry, and you're wearing his clothes, and you're riding his horse.
Don't worry about me, Dan. Just keep your eye on the real Frenchy Lantry. Steady. Watch him, Tonto. He's treacherous.
Me watch him.
Adios. Come on, fella.
Juniper, are you the Lone Ranger, aren't you?
Well, that's a little while, Mr. McAllister. I'm going to be Frenchy Lantry.
I can't believe it, hardly. Your makeup's perfect.
Fine. Here, take my guns and let's go to jail.
Get him back. Come on.
Come on.
Hey, look yonder.
Why, that's old man McAllister, but who's that? He's herding with a gun.
Hey, fellas, that's Frenchy Lantry. The old man caught Frenchy. Hey, Sheriff, go and get your jailhouse open.
Howdy, Sheriff. Brought you some company.
Yeah, I see you did.
Come on, let's get that varmint behind the bar.
All right. You fellas clear out of here. Yeah. Good work, McAllister. I'll take charge of the prisoner now. Come on, Lantry. In you go.
Yeah.
Outside, everybody. Got a question to prisoner. Now listen, Frenchie. I ain't had nothing to do with this. You got to believe me.
Yeah. I'd like to see you prove it.
Sure, I'll prove it. I'll have you loose in no time. Just as soon as that crowd clears away, I'll let you go.
No, that's no good. Let's catch on to that. Now listen. Send one of the boys out to the hideout. Tell him I said to get the whole gang together. To come to town and bust me out of here.
Well, I suppose... Since they're coming in tonight on that Wells Fargo job anyway.
They? Oh, sure, sure. Well, we'll just tackle it that much sooner. Go on, send somebody after my gang right away.
You won't hold this against me, will you, Frenchie?
Go on, move.
Here they come, Frenchie. The whole gang. They'll have you out of here in a jiffy.
Yeah. Better open up this cage now and give me my gun.
Yeah, sure. And I appreciate you doing things this way, Frenchie. Makes it look better for me.
Yes, I'm sure it does, Sheriff. Here, I'll take your gun. You won't have any more use for it.
What the... What's come over you, Frenchie?
Oh, you wouldn't understand. I got back in that cell.
Wait! You can't push me like
but
that.
But I can.
No.
I think it will be a long time before you stop seeing bars, Sheriff.
It's a trap. We're surrounded.
Throw down your guns and surrender, you varmints.
Don't shoot. I give up.
I quit. We ain't got no chance.
Give up, you blasted polecats, or die in your tracks.
Open the jailhouse, somebody. You'll hurt him inside.
I'll hold the door open, boys.
Frenchie, what are you doing? Just standing there.
Come on in, boys, and rest a while.
Inside with you, you thieving scoundrels. You gather up them guns, Lefty.
Here comes the engine and the kid, Mac.
Yep, and that hombre riding with him is the real Frenchie Lantry. Hog tied to his saddles.
I'll leave you to take care of that pack horse, Mr. McAllister. You'll find a fortune in stolen money in those bags. If I were you, I'd get that marshal over here from Clearwater right away. You'll find the sheriff locked up inside, and here are the keys.
Hey, Lefty! Here's them keys you was looking for. Well, now I know what you meant when you talked about a jail delivery. I didn't know... Hey. Hey, where'd the Lone Ranger go to?
Get him up, scout!
Come on, Victor!
I'll settle there! Hold it!
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Riding Like Fury, with a little help from Rossini's William Tell Overture, that was the Lone Ranger in the Cottonwood Jail delivery. And it wasn't all the William Tell Overture, by the way. There was quite a variety of music for the Lone Ranger over the years. And Lay Prelude of Franz Liszt was featured prominently. And tonight you heard some of the 1812 Overture of Tchaikovsky, too, in our broadcast from August 2nd, 1943.